You're listening to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Sai Hearn.
Sai. You ready?
I'm ready, are you?
Let's do it. All right, hi, welcome to the Business Profit Club. And it's with me. I nearly forgot who it was with. So that's a great start, isn't it? Obviously, it's me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Sai Hearn.
Hi, Sai. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Did you enjoy the last episode?
Very much. I'm excited to be giving out a bit of the old episode two today as well. I like a bit of a story.
Episode two. And that's a brilliant link, is that? Thank you so much. Because, yeah, we're going to be talking about something that you can do to help your business instantly get more appeal, attraction, more customers, generate more sales. And it's talking about what everyone else in their business, when they're marketing, doesn't talk about. The story.
Everybody loves a good story.
You watch people who cannot pay attention to anything for more than about 10 minutes. If they are in the cinema with a bag of popcorn or a large packet of Minstrels, that's my...
Not a popcorn, man.
Well, I'll have a bit. But the Minstrels. It's got to be that.
I'll go anyway, on that.
They're there. And for an hour and a half, they are totally transfixed. They're not bothered about looking at their phone or anything like that. It's probably about the only place where you can go where people aren't distracted by their phone for any length of time. Any reasonable. Well, I know, but everyone does, don't they?
Yeah, well, I don't.
But anyway, so the story. So what is it about a story then?
Well,
what do you reckon?
Well, I mean, if you look back to when you were growing up and your mum and dad came up and read you a story.
Long time ago.
It is for yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
But anyway.
Yeah. I can put anyone off.
Yeah.
Really
you
easy.
You have, yeah. But when you're getting told a story, mum and dad telling you a story.
Yeah.
Why do they read you a story before you go to bed? Why?
Do you know, I've never even considered that.
Really? You've never considered it?
No.
Because people learn from stories.
There you go.
They do.
Why is it? Why do they learn from stories?
Because they can put pictures and they can put the sequence of things together and they will actually learn from it.
It's memorable, isn't it?
It is.
It's easy to remember. It's easier to remember a story than a haphazard load of facts, figures and stuff that doesn't seem related.
Exactly. It's like if you were given a chain of things to remember, if you put those chain of things to remember into a story, then you will remember them. With a picture.
There you go. So that was a quick podcast, wasn't it? No, but we need to go into a bit more detail, don't we? Because you can analyze. The weird thing is, this is something that we'll put in the show notes. We'll put you a link into one of the guys who's very good at doing this. Dear old Donald.
Yeah, good old Donnie Miller.
Yeah. He's very good at this. And so a lot of this, for some people, will be totally brand new, and for other people, it'll clarify a few things that we're kind of thinking about anyway, but hadn't quite strung it all together. This is a really neat way of doing it. So, and this is what we're using as well. So, whilst we're building this Business Profit Club, and you can be here watching us kind of do all this, and we're just launching our presence. We've grabbed our real estate on the social media platform, so we're going to be putting this out there.
And coming at you.
Coming from every... Jeez. Nearly gave me a heart attack there. I wondered what was up. I thought someone
plugged
your chair in. But anyway, yeah, we're going to be doing this. So you can follow us and what we're doing. And what we're going to be doing is following this story process. So what does a story need? It needs
a character. The main character.
The main character. And what is it... Normally, if you think about this in terms of films or any sort of story, normally they've got life is all right. Mm. You know, it's quite nice, isn't it? But then something happens. And you're looking at what they've got, and all of a sudden that is taken away from them, or there's something stopping them living that life or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the problem that they've got, and it could be, you know, in terms of business, if you're looking at your customer, what is it they're facing? Is it the tax man? Something, or the economy, Brexit, Trump, all these things.
Lack of customers,
whatever it might be. Or it could be something in your own mind. you know, your mindset about this, and you've got doubts over it. So maybe you dare
limiting
stand
beliefs.
Up, limiting beliefs. Maybe you dare stand up and make a video and put it out there on social media. Maybe you daren't talk about your company. Maybe you daren't go networking. Maybe it's all these doubts about, well, my product's not that good, or whatever it might be. You've got all these things going on that's kind of stopping you getting in front of your character.
100%.
You know, and, or rather the character, this is stopping the character getting out there and solving their problems. And there's always an element to their life, which is the good versus evil, or the David and Goliath, that sort of thing, isn't it?
100%.
Ups and downs. But who are they looking to meet?
Looking to meet a guide. So, I mean, all you Star Wars fans out there.
Yeah, and there could be one or two.
If there isn't anyone that likes Star Wars, well, there's a little guy, a bit of a weird-looking guy called Yoda, and he guides Luke on how to...
Who's the main character.
How to get to where he wants to get, which is to join the rebellion.
Yeah, that's it. The triumph over the evil empire. But it can happen for any story. So if you think about it, Forrest Gump, you know, he's out there. And who was that? There was that lieutenant, wasn't there?
Who
guided him, who went out on the trawler boats and in the storm. And there's always someone that was helping them, telling them what to do, trying to give them a plan. And so for us here at the Business Profit Club, what we're trying to do is if you're the character, if you're the main person in this story, and this is one of the crucial things,
is
make your customer the main event. They're the hero of this story.
Not you.
Not the business.
Yeah, not the business.
Not the business.
Not you.
So you're trying to make it, and we as the business are trying to be the Yoda or the helper, the support, the guide, whatever it might be, in this sort of story of you. And we are going to show you how we understand where you are, because we've probably been there too, but also we're going to show you what we're good at.
Yeah.
In order to help you.
What not mistakes to make as well.
What not mistakes.
Well, that sounds really good. That's a mistake for a start, isn't it? What mistakes not to make. There we go. We'll get there.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a mistake if you make it about three times on the chart. That's what I reckon. The rest of it is learning or experience.
Yeah.
So you're always wanting to gain somebody else's experience. But what the best thing is, think of an Olympic athlete. Can you think of one without a coach?
No.
No, because there isn't one.
No.
They all need someone. And it's not because, and maybe it's because they've got doubt over whether they can win this event. Maybe it's they've got doubt as to whether they can beat that opponent. And the coach is there to say, here are three steps to beat that guy.
Like a sat nav. They're there to guide you where you want to go.
Perfect. So in terms of us, the Business Profit Club, one of the things that we're going to be doing is on a monthly basis is in within the membership, we will give you a plan for a particular problem, whatever it is that you have. It could be on various platforms. It could be your business. It could be customers, how to deal with them, how to set things up, whatever it might be. We will give you a simple plan that you can then follow. But we will always, always, part of being a membership thing, one of the crucial things is, like, we're doing this podcast together. And there's a reason why when you're working with other people, it helps. It's because you have that kind of
accountability.
There you go.
See, I made a mistake, but I got it back with that.
You got it, brought it right back there. Yeah, you can stay for next week as well. But yeah, it is. It's holding someone accountable. It's making sure that someone is, you know, going to do it. And often we all know this. I'm sure like we have, you've been in a situation where you know what to do, but, just getting it done.
Do it tomorrow.
You do it tomorrow, exactly. And then tomorrow comes and you haven't done it and all the rest of it. So that's the thing. We'll give you a clear set of instructions. So it is, here's the plan. It's not difficult. It's very simple. Take the first step. When you've done that, take the second step. And then is the killer. When you've done that, take the third step.
There you go. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Power
Easy
three.
As. Easy as. And all the time you're saying, well, the whole reason that we want you to follow this plan is because you know how you want it to go. You want more customers. You want to have more people come into your business, buy more products, services from you. That's great, because that then leads on to the life that you want, time with your family, whatever it might be, holidays, who knows what. If you don't do it, you're going to be where you are.
And are you happy with where you are? No, because you're probably on this podcast either to laugh at us or you want to learn a few things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the purpose of this podcast, is to try and help people learn a few things. So we will be constantly going into this and looking at this. But if you understand that the key thing is that you are, if you're selling to people, marketing to people, you are not the hero of the story. You need to position yourself as the guide, the support, the mentor, the coach. Just think of Karate Kid. What about Karate Kid? Mr. Miyagi.
Exactly. Danielson.
Was it? Is that, yeah. That was brilliant. I almost thought you were him then. But it's wax on.
Wax off.
Wax off.
You know it. And people thinking, why is he doing that? Why is he cleaning the car? Why is he painting the fence? But there was a plan.
It's all part of the plan. And then when the call to action came in the dojo at the Kumite at the fight, Boosh. There he was. Wonder he did some sort of.
He did the crane kick.
The crane kick. There.
You remember that one?
It was happy days, wasn't it?
It was, very much.
One-legged kid, Karate Kid. There you go. Oh, by the way, probably I ought to point out, I'm thinking of the one of about 30 years ago, not the one with Will Smith's lad in it.
I didn't even know the new one.
Yeah. Right. He redid it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the original one.
Yeah, I was.
That's with okay then. With Ralph Macchio.
Macchio, is that it?
I think it's Macchio, something like that. Some sort of EO at the end.
There we are. So how to join the Business Profit Club and get talking about Karate Kid in 3 easy steps. One, we started. 2, we went off track. And 3, we hit Karate Kid.
And now we're back.
So there we go. This is a really simple, straightforward episode. And one of the key things that we want you to do now. So we're going to give you, how about 3 steps?
Yeah.
Okay. Step number one. Go on, step number one.
If you look at your website, which I'm sure your business has got a website, what I want you to do is I want you to go down your website and I want you to put a circle every time on a bit of paper that you see a call to action on your website. You'll be very surprised that there will probably be hardly any calls to action. Then you have to think to yourself, if you were going onto that website yourself, how would you be able to do the call to action if there's no button for it?
So it could be buy something. It could be book an appointment. It could be whatever, phone.
Get an email.
Make a phone call. Get an email.
All those things.
So if you don't see it, so a technical thing, or I think it's an old printing term, isn't it? Above the fold. So when you look at a newspaper, yeah. I think it was when it was folded, whatever you can see on that front first bit without picking the newspaper up and turning it over, they still call it that. So in other words, what's on the first screen, if there isn't a call to action button on there, like you say, buy now,
yeah,
then you're missing a trick.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's first thing. Go through and see what your calls to action are on your website. Second thing, if you went through your website, highlight how many times you talk about your customer's pain or problem or issue and how you can, as your product or service that you are marketing, how that can solve their pain or problem. And there won't be.
Many times.
Won't be many times. And do you know what? I'm reviewing mine and we're setting this new one up with this expressly in mind, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%.
Major call to action, major pain point. So what we're talking about in the Business Profit Club is obviously people who are wanting to run their business better, grow it, more profit.
And try and avoid them making the mistakes that have been made by many before.
Yeah, if you can save money whilst you're doing it, then all the better. Okay, and then the third thing of the 3-step plan, so number one was the call to action buttons.
Yeah.
Number two was how many times you mention your customer and the pain and how you can solve it and how you can help them. Number three is you need to write down how many times you did or didn't find it. And I'd like to know if you found more cases where you were right than if you were wrong, if you had it rather than you didn't. But write it down on an email and send it in to us as to what you found, whether you found that useful. So there, yeah. Three-step plan.
Yeah, and hopefully, episode two, we've given a bit of content today.
Definitely.
And hopefully I'm thinking that people are going to find some value from this. Because I really enjoyed learning it. As you know, I'm a bit of a learning loser, so I love it, though.
No such thing as a learning loser, a learning winner.
A winner.
But there you are. Even if the one thing you do is when you load your website and check it on mobile as well, if you see that there is a single button when the person loads up that front screen that enables them to do something useful that you want them to do, if you haven't got that, put it in. And we guarantee that will improve sales or interaction, bookings, whatever it might be.
Well, that reminds me, actually, I think you said to me a while ago, didn't you? You said about this guy went in, business coach, went into a business.
Yeah, this is old Don.
Oh, is this Don?
This is Don.
He went into,
talking about it.
He went into a business and he said, if I can double your profits,
yeah,
will you give me
a share of the business?
A share of the business.
Some equity.
Yeah. And guess what he did? Stuck a couple of call to actions on that.
Yeah, he said, put a buy now on your front page.
And the rest is history.
There you go. It can be as simple as that, folks. Often we get wrapped up in talking about corporate speak and insider jokes and technical jargon and all the rest of it. Think about it. Think if you walked it right. Here's one of the things that people, I know a number of people say this. You're in the coffee shop and people are having a coffee and you look around and you just walk over to them and say, look, excuse me, can I just have 10 seconds of your time, please? I'd like to put, you don't know who I am or what I do. If I put this comment in front of you, which is what I think I do, the question is, do you understand what I do and what I could do for you? And if the person reads it and thinks, and a clue what you mean, you're not going to succeed. So it's
might as well be invisible.
Well, if you had something like, what do you do? I sell supplements for your dogs so that they can still go for a walk when they're really old. You kind of go, oh, okay, I guess I understand what you do. If you said, I sell canine chemicals that boost their immune, rheumatoid arthritis, leg joint, de-stiffeners or something, you kind of go, the hell are you talking about? And that's what we do. We tend to complicate things, don't we? Keep simple things simple. So that's all we're doing. Three steps you've got to do today.
Number one, how many call to actions on your website?
Keep it simple. Make sure they can see it. Number two, it was when you go in there, how many times are you talking about your customer and their pain and how you can solve it?
And in three,
it was send us an email.
Let us know.
Let us know. So we will be a business profit club on all the networks. All the platforms, you can drop, if you're on Instagram, send us one there, DM us on that. If you're on Twitter, tweet us. If you're on Facebook, you know, messages. Where else? LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, we'll have something on there as well. Or as well, you can send us an email. Have we got that set up yet?
Yeah, that'll be Sai at
business. So that is S-I, not yeah. S-I-G-H.
Not, which probably a lot of you are doing. Yeah, that's Sai at businessprofitclub.co.uk. Or
is this the big reveal?
Nige.
There you go. N-I-G-E.
At
businessprofitclub.co.uk. Just get in touch with us. As well, if you've got anything that you're struggling with, you've got a bit of an issue, send it in to us. We'd love to hear about it. Let's see if we can sort it out for you. Give us we'll give you our opinion. We will guide you. We will give you a three-step plan. We will help you be the hero of your own story. Okay, so there we go. How was that?
Brilliant.
You can't get fairer. You can't say fairer than that, can you?
No,
that's it. So I hope you're enjoying this. Subscribe. Give us a review if you want. We'd really appreciate it. No, actually, call to action. You will subscribe. You will give us a review.
Or else.
And you will hear from us again as we come back with another episode of the Business Profit Club. So from you.
Sai Hearn.
Thank you, Sai. And me, Nigel T. Best. We'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.